In Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. One of two elderly Israeli women released by their Hamas captors has just described her ordeal. 85-year-old Yahavit Lifshitz's daughter translated.
My mom is saying that she was taken on the back of a motorbike with her body, with her legs on one side and her head on another side. That she was taken through the plowed fields with a man in front on one side and a man behind her. And that while she was being taken, she was hit by sticks.
Lifshitz's husband is among the more than 200 hostages still being held. So is the spouse of a 79-year-old woman who has also been freed. Israel says new airstrikes on Gaza have been targeting Hamas, not civilians. And then there were eight candidates for Speaker of the House of Representatives, which has been without leadership for 3 weeks now. One of the latest crop of hopefuls dropped out last night. Today, Republicans will cast secret ballots. CBS's Scott McFarlane from Capitol Hill.
They may be able to prune some of those names down and make this more of a two or three person race. And then a favorite can emerge.
Many of the candidates have been courting former President Trump for his support. An off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot is expected to be in court today to face charges, including attempted murder, after officials say he tried to shut down the plane's engines in mid-flight as he rode in the cockpit jump seat. Passenger Paul Steven.
Anyone who's a human being freaked out in that moment. I mean, we all were. We were told there was an event happening. We weren't told what type.
Joseph Emerson was handcuffed in the back of the plane, which made an emergency landing in Portland. No one was injured. Highway crews outside of New Orleans are still cleaning up after a massive 158-car pileup that killed at least seven people. State Police Sergeant Kate Stegall.
As a result of the poor visibility, around 9 o'clock, we started receiving calls regarding crashes that occurred on I-55. That quickly developed into multiple crashes with multiple vehicles involved.
She says the combination of a super fog and smoke from a marsh fire created a perfect storm. The International Energy Agency predicts global oil, coal, and gas demand will peak by the year 2030, thanks in part to countries focused on cleaner forms of energy and transportation. And when it comes to
rats,
Charlie Brown might be interested to know Chicago has more of them than any other city in the country. Los Angeles is number two. New York's rats are could be getting the job done. New York City drops to third. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 69, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, isolated thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 58. Isolated thunderstorms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 64, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's Tuesday, a rainy Tuesday, October 24th, but still another beautiful day up north. Nice to have you up here from wherever you're listening, across the Civic Media Radio Network or using the app by podcast or social media. It's nice to have you here, dodging the raindrops, enjoying a little bit of a warmer than normal October, late October day at this point. There is a big cool down on the way, but we've got some mild temperatures in store. And again, some raindrops, some thunder, some lightning. Some of us have been up since, let's see, I think it rolled through here about 3:15. So second cup of coffee is already on board. We're ready to jump into things. We're going to talk to Christina Laurie, as we do every Tuesday morning. She puts together some of the feature stories for our daily newsletter. And one of today's topics is based on a book about the things you need to see and do in Wisconsin before you die. So we ask, what's still hanging out there on your Wisconsin bucket list? And in fact, you don't even have to wait for Christina to join us at the bottom of the hour. You can go ahead and share that information right now. You can get on hold on the phones at 844-967-2789. You can also text that number, 844-967-2789. Let me bring up the text window here so that I actually see those texts when I come in. I find that to be extremely helpful, especially to you taking the time to do the texting. There we go. You can also text us or call us through the Civic Media app. If you don't have that on your phone yet, get it, because you can listen to all the different stations, all the different shows, because again, not every show is on every station across the network. So go on and get that, and then either text, call us, or email us, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. What is something you haven't yet done or seen in Wisconsin that you still want to do? Might be something obvious. Maybe you've never been to Lambeau Field and you want to see a Packer game. Maybe you've never seen the giant fiberglass muskie up in Hayward. You've been to the top of Tim's Hill or Rib Mountain. I've never spent a weekend in Door County. It's kind of on the bucket list for me. So we'll go over all kinds of ideas. In fact, I'm going to hit up Sam Davison in just a sec to see what, once you've seen Ringel, I know that, you know, there's probably more out there for you, but I mean, you're starting pretty high up on the list if you're right there, right?
Oh, of course. It's like the small town to end all small towns.
You can't see the last small town from here, but you know, you're not that far away. Well, you know, Rib Mountain is just down. You can see that from where you are. Do you go up there?
Oh, yeah. I can see it from my backyard.
Mm-hmm. And is it something that you either have skied or climbed up or hiked?
Mm-hmm. I haven't like climbed on it in quite a few years. I did when I was a kid more, but I worked at mm-hmm. Granite Peak, the ski hill there for a couple winters. But
You worked at the ski hill. What'd you do?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
Worked the lifts there, the ski lifts.
So, So how would you rate yourself as a skier?
Better than my brother. My brother.
Oh, well, hey, it's good to have competition that way, yeah, with siblings. You know, I'm not that good, but I'm better than my brother. So that's what counts. So so there, maybe that's one of the things that's on somebody's bucket list. Now that I've given you some time to mentally tap dance, do you have an obvious answer to something you want to see or do in Wisconsin that you haven't done yet?
That I haven't done yet? I'm not sure. I would need to see a list. But like all the things that you listed off, I'm pretty sure I've done all of those. I don't know if I've seen the giant muskie in Hayward. I don't know if I've been to Hayward before.
How about House on the Rock? Have you been there?
I was there just a couple weeks ago for the first time, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Taliesin, the Frank Lloyd Wright House, is there. Crystal Cave is a good place to go. So, all right. We'll come back to this. So we'll see what you've got as you think about things that you can do. And we'd love to have your thoughts, too, at 844-967-2789. In our second hour, we'll talk to journalist Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. We're going to cover the fall legislative session, where Republicans are nixing all kinds of ideas related to improving the economy, though they did rush along a stadium bill for the Brewers, and maybe too quickly, Dan says. He and I will also talk about whether PolitiFact got it right when addressing criticism of Congressman Derek Van Orden for being in Washington, D.C. during the 2021 insurrection. We'll also get the weatherology forecast from meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki, and we'll talk to Chad Holmes and see what he's got coming up on his radio show right after this one on Bull Falls Radio. Again, remember, our schedule changed yesterday for some of the shows, so let me review that again and again remind you that you can hear these on the website, civicmedia.us. You can hear them on the Civic Media app as well. But again, coming up at 8 o'clock now, across many Civic Media stations, will be Earl Ingram and his show based out of Milwaukee. But in Wausau at Bull Falls Radio, you'll still hear Chad Holmes at 8 o'clock. Madison, you'll still be hearing Stephanie Miller, and James and the gang in Wisconsin Rapids will still be doing their thing at 8 o'clock. Everybody else will be listening to Earl. And then they're all followed by Asgo's Wisconsin, and then Todd Alba's show moves from, it had been 1 to 3, it's now on from noon to 2. So Todd Alba starts at noon now, and then Matt Flynn, the person who used to sit here in this morning chair, and then move to early afternoons for an hour, is expanding to 2 hours. Matt Flynn will be on from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, followed by the Devil's Advocates from 4 to 6, Dom and Crute, and Maggie Dawn at 6 p.m. And again, you can get all of this by heading over to civicmedia.us and downloading the Civic Media app as well. Let's take a break here, and when we come back, we'll unpack the news and tell you some of the things that have been on my mind as we watch events unfold in Wisconsin. Details coming up in a bit. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin, when you're here, you're up north. We'll be right back.
Jimmy K here for the U.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
Anderson
on the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's